This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1492. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 23rd, DXN station news from Angola, Australia, Bhutan, China, Greenland, Iceland, South Korea, Mongolia, Norway, Uganda. Future plans from Dominican Republic, Madagascar. Specials from Holland, Scotland, and Sweden. Off frequencies from India, Oman, Portugal, and Missouri. English from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Syria. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. Angola is a country which once had a lot of shortwave stations, little regional outlets, which were a lot of fun to DX. They had an external service from Luanda for a while. Actually, they still do, but it's no longer on 25 meters, so it's rather difficult to hear, and it's the only shortwave station left in the country. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing Radio Nacional de Angola on 4949.8. It's their A channel, December 20th, at 1922 to 1954 UT, with football news and some light African music. He says they were relaying the sister channel Radio 5, a fair modulation level. Also reported on that same slightly off frequency by Richard D'Angelo in Pennsylvania at one of his de-expeditions, December 13th, before and after midnight UT, with time pips on the hour and a nice ID. He says it was poor and somewhat overmodulated. Another frequency is 7245, which Mark Taylor in Wisconsin in the NASA flash sheets reports tentatively December 12th at 2305. At least he says it was heard with occasional words in Portuguese, so what else could it be? But that's not quite all. Carlos Gonçalves in faraway Portugal manages to pull in their international service frequency on medium wave, 945 kilohertz, December 17th at 2117 to 2136 in vernacular, in Portuguese at 2200, even though there was interference from nearby France on the same frequency. Thanks to Juan Franco Crespo in Spain for passing on a press release from Radio Free Asia about their latest QSL card. It's the 31st in a series, which will be verifying reports from January through March. It commemorates the Winter Olympics in Vancouver, being held in the second half of February. Strangely enough, the design shows a panda, and they admit that they're adapting it from the 2008 Beijing Olympics. But this panda has a winter cap on. You'd think they could have come up with a Canadian design. As DXers struggle to hear, the Greek ethnic station in New South Wales, Radio Simban, sporadically active on 2368.5 kHz, we have news of another private tropical band shortwave station coming in Australia. It's to be on 2355 kHz, according to Ian Baxter on the shortwave sites Yahoo Group. There was a report that 2355 had been heard at whisper levels, according to a posting on some forum down there. That's a station in Western Sydney, so that may also be the site. Another frequency planned for this was 3210 kilohertz. So keep an ear on those frequencies when there's down under propagation. This is the fellow who had applications for 120 meter band or 90 meter band stations in several different Australian states, so it's not exactly clear where 2355 may be coming from. There's speculation also it could be from the Brisbane, Queensland area. Robin Harwood in Tasmania tells us he heard a special transmission on 6080, December 21st at 11:50. identifying as ABC local radio in Western Australia. This was a cyclone warning for Lawrence, which was hitting the WA coast. Also heard at 1220 UT, presumably a special transmission relayed back from Radio Australia's Shepparton, Victoria site that date only. 6080 normally opens at 14 UT, but if there's another cyclone or some emergency, you might try that frequency. And the Senate reports on the Media Network blog that RTBF International in Belgium confirms it is dropping shortwave at the end of the year. They've been using 9970 kilohertz for their French broadcast. It's on the air very long hours, but it stops at 2215 UT December 31st. However, they say they're continuing on medium wave 621 in Belgium and FM 99.2 in Kinshasa, also via satellite. Perhaps they'll also be on some other satellite and will be webcasting, but that was not entirely clear. About BBS in Bhutan, Victor Gunatilaka in Sri Lanka reports in DSWCIDX window in early December. 6035 is operating, appears to be signing on at midnight 30, although not certain of that, and signing off at 1500. He hears it best at 0100, past fade-out 0200, with its distinctive Dzongkha language format. He says, I'm sure this is the old transmitter, or the 50 kilowatt at much reduced power. It should be very strong this time of year. I hear it also around 1000 to 11 when it's swamped by adjacent stations. I mentioned last week that Voice of Biafra International was missing from its scheduled time via WHRI on December 11th, Friday at 19 to 20 on 15665, and it was still missing the following week, December 18th. So I checked the WHR schedule and found it's also been deleted there. And furthermore, on their own website, where they've been posting weekly audio files, the last one is still for December 11th. In the ODXA group, Rich Cuff in Pennsylvania talks about something he spotted on Scott Fibish's Northeast Radio News. An interesting paradox. CBC Radio 1 is hard to hear in Sackville. Years ago, CBA on 1070 originated in Sackville, but that was relocated to Moncton, not that far away. But now CBA has closed down, being replaced by CBAM, which is on FM 106.1, and that is hard to hear in Sackville. So the CBC wants to add a low-power directional FM transmitter of 50 watts to the Sackville complex. Fire Drake, all music jamming, is normally employed against Sound of Hope or other stations the Chicom don't like. However, Zaharias Youngus in Greece heard it on 7510 December 19th at 2112, and then it was interfering with a Korean station, namely Open Radio for North Korea. So is China helping out North Korea with jamming? Ron Howard in California says, I am pleased that the Voice of Strait has never returned to 5050, leaving that frequency for another Chinese station, which is now called Guangxi Beibu Bay Radio. They added the Guangxi recently, as Mark Schiefelbein pointed out. Ron heard it December 15th from 1445 to 1551, mostly fair reception. It's in Vietnamese, but they do have an English ID at the top and bottom of the hour. Or rather, more often than just twice an hour. There's been a lot of discussion lately about jamming, especially as employed by Cuba excessively. You can read all about it in recent issues of DX Listening Digest. But here's one comment about Radio Havana, Cuba, from Keith Perrone, who worked there a few years ago. Who is listening? In 2004, I attended a reception at the South African Embassy in Beijing and met with the Cuban ambassador to China. When he found out I had worked at RHC in the early 90s, we got into a long conversation. He told me RHC's only listeners are DXers. In the 80s, he had worked in the communication ministry and told me about a study that was done, whether RHC had any effect on the average SWL. The answer was no. Keith says, I have to say every letter I saw while at RHC, not once was from anyone other than a DXer. Even the few times I hosted mailbag, every letter read was from a DXer. So RHC is spending money that could go to its population so a few people can tune in. I'm not against DXers, but what's the point of keeping a station on the air for those interested in the hobby? If RHC wants to make some impact and get regular SWLs and even non-SWLs, they need to look at other forms of program distribution. How many regular people have ever heard of RHC in Canada or the U.S. or in other parts of the world? How many people really care? Chris Lewis from England recently visited Radio Prague and got the grand tour, met a number of people who work there. He says it was clear to see that the staff are concerned about the shortwave service and that a lot of work has gone into efforts to preserve it. It seems they will still have a presence on shortwave. One suggestion is to use relay sites nearer to target areas, maximizing resources available. Jeff White tells me that the projected frequency for radio discovery in the Dominican Republic is still 4780, but it seems they will not be on the air by year end. He says they're forming a foundation, which will be the licensee, and because of the bureaucracy, there are further delays in putting the station on the air. The Akumri DX Free Radio Service Holland says it will have a special holiday broadcast Sunday, December 27th for 5 hours, starting at 0752 UT until 1300. Frequencies this time are to be 7685 and 5800, and then at 1300 repeats on 7685 and 9300, that's 9300, until 1808. 9300 will be on air at approximately 1320. This should be the best time of year for possible reception of Greenland radio on 3815, interference permitting. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal heard it December 17th until sign-off at 2215 with a news bulletin in Danish and a report from the Copenhagen conference. I've also seen reports of it from Massachusetts and Italy. No shortwave from Iceland, but longwave gets out quite well. In ABDX, Mike Bugoy in Connecticut says, I've been listening to 189 kilohertz for an hour. A great signal and impeccable music selections, not like you will hear on U.S. radio, not any of the usual Christmas music. This was December 19th at 0111. And it's also been penetrating quite a bit further into North America, although I've not yet been able to pull it in Oklahoma. One cannot depend on all India radio transmitters being on the proper frequency from one day to the next. Ron Howard in California was occasionally hearing something on 4820.76, besides Tibet on 4820. After a lot of monitoring and also checks by Jari Savolainen in Finland, the conclusion is that the off-frequency one is, in fact, all India radio from Kolkata, but not on that frequency every day. December 20th, it was on 4820.78 variable, not parallel to Delhi, but with English ID at 1600 UT, parallel then to several other AIR frequencies. Another ailing transmitter is at Kursiong, nominal 4895. Jari Savolainen says it's been putting out FMing symmetric spurs now and then on 4927 and 4863, such as December 20th at 1400. Furthermore, the fundamental can be off frequency. Ron Howard found that on 4895.90, December 21st, around 1500. And also reported by Chuck Boland in Florida the same morning at 11:38. I hope that people who prefer to listen to World of Radio via podcast are now able to do so via WRN. Dragan Lekic points out that this service is only for RSS readers, not iTunes. Or you may access the latest program and a large archive of previous World of Radios via our website, worldofradio.org. We're in the midst of edition number 1492. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Gerald T. Pollard sent a check and a mail to that address. Many thanks to him for financial support. Or via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. There's some new transmissions from South Korea on 6015. Thanks to Hiroshi and S. Hasegawa for telling us in DX Listening Digest about this. On December 16th, signing on at 2100 was KBS Radio 3, also known as HLKC, Voice of Love. The first time that network has been relayed on shortwave. Its full schedule is 21 to 18 UT on other frequencies. It was also heard with a test broadcast from before 0400, but signing off at 0858. The next day, December 18th, it was an open carrier all day on the frequency. Then, according to the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute, KBS is planning to relay KBS Hanminjok Bangsong, HLCA, on 6015 from January 1st. So they've already reactivated the transmitter station at Hwasong with 100 kilowatts, which had been closed down almost 3 years ago. There's also an extended schedule for Echo of Hope, the clandestine from South to North Korea, especially on weekends as of December 12th. So here is the schedule on 3985, 6003, and 6348, all of which are jammed by North Korea. It's Monday through Friday at 0854 to 2300, Saturday and Sunday from 0254 until 1900. A new shortwave station, which is not going to make it on the air in 2009 as originally planned, is Madagascar World Voice. That's the outgrowth of KNLS in Alaska. I've checked the website, and they maintain they're still making progress. One of the holdups was their two 500-kilowatt diesel-powered generators, which had been held up in a Madagascar port for a year, but they've now been released and delivered to the station. Martin Groot in the Netherlands says the best times to hear the domestic service of Mongolian radio on 7260 are Tuesdays and Thursdays between 08 and 11, when Xinjiang PBS in China is taking its break, leaving the frequency clear for Mongolia. It's the second network, heard December 22nd at 0929, and again at 1240. However, blocked after 1300 by Voice of Russia and YFR. In the medium wave circle, Steve Witt points out there's some interesting stations far above the Arctic Circle on Norwegian islands called Bobo Radio in the 1700 kilohertz range. Jan Mayen Island at 71 degrees north is on 1743. Svalbard is on 1731 at 78 degrees north, and there's several others, some of them in the 1600s. He says he was hearing them all in English and Norwegian at 2305 UT. He doesn't make clear, but these are probably maritime weather broadcasts. He says they were all in parallel, fed by satellite or cable. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany notes that Deutsche Welle in German on 17630 has interference after 1300 from an off-frequency transmitter in Oman, such as on December 18th, 17632.39 in Arabic. If you have trouble hearing Radio Pakistan, especially what little time they devote to English, the Daily Times via Media Network says that they've started live streaming via www.radio.gov.pk. If you have a strong signal from Portugal on 15690, you may also hear two spurs quite a distance apart from it, as I did December 16th at 1521. They were 167.6 kilohertz on either side. That is at 15857.6 and 15522.4. Fundamental is on the air Monday through Friday only between 14 and 16. If you're far enough east for the 19-meter band to be open before 12:30 UT, you might hear the tail end of the intentional English broadcast from Saudi Arabia on 15250. Rich D'Angelo on his Pennsylvania D-Expedition reported it December 14th for a couple of minutes until sign-off at 12:28, actually on 2 days in a row. Mike Barracliffe in England reports that Weekend Music Radio reactivated after a sesquier. It's believed to be from Scotland. Heard on December 20th, Sunday, at 0915 UT on 6400. 2010 is their 30th anniversary, and they've reactivated their website. So look for further reception of World Music Radio. Also heard by Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal on the 20th at 1207. Measured on 6399.85. A couple more spurious frequencies which might mystify you, but Jari Savolainen has identified them. December 18th at 1825, Camping Talking on Family Radio on 6281.8, and also on 5808.2. Well, what is exactly halfway between those? 6045, which is scheduled as a family radio relay during that hour via South Africa. European listeners may want to try for special transmissions from Arctic Radio Morokulien. It's celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Arctic Radio Club and of the Peace Kingdom Morokulien. This is a locality very close to the Swedish-Norwegian border. It's on 1584 kilohertz with about 400 watts, but it will also test on 1602. There are several broadcasts scheduled of only a few hours on certain dates. You can find the details in DX Listening Digest 9086 via worldofradio.org. The first one is December 27th at 23 to midnight UT, then on the 28th from 13 to 14, the 30th from 08 to 09, and then in January on the 6th, also from 08 to 09 in Swedish, but a bit of English as well. Rich D'Angelo reports hearing Radio Damascus, Syria on both frequencies, 9330 and 12085, during the English broadcast ending at 2200 UT, December 13th. Also reported by Harold Sellers in British Columbia at 2114 on 12085, December 19th. Martin Rode in Netherlands has been monitoring something on 7194.98, which comes on the air around 0623 UT. It's very weak, but tentatively Radio Uganda. Here's the latest on WTWW, going on the air soon from Lebanon, Tennessee. George McClinock told me on December 21st, many water leaks are being worked out. The water pump must be rebuilt. One dead blower. A new blower will be received on December 21st. These problems are delaying the transmitter startup. But once they're fixed, listen on 5755 and 9480. We've had many more reports of the new WJHR testing from Milton, Florida on 15550 USB. At various spread times during the day, between 15 and 22 UT. Dave Kenny in England said, I've seen no reports of its being received in Europe yet. I've not been able to hear it as of December 16th. However, besides many from North America, we do have a report from Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, who heard it until 2200 on December 17th. In reply to Jim Renfrew, the operator Scott Mock said, I'm going to install a new antenna soon, which should make a big difference. And another reply to John Pukula, indicated he was very interested in hearing from listeners around Thunder Bay, Ontario, his target area. The latest on WRMI, as of December 22nd, Jeff White tells me, still unable to use their northwest-aimed antenna, but they're working on getting it repaired as soon as possible. Otherwise, all the transmissions are going out on the south-southeast antenna. And furthermore, starting December 22nd, they've made a number of programming changes. If you've been hearing World of Radio or other DX programs between 05 and 10 UT on weekdays, you will no longer, because WRMI is now running World Radio Network during that time period, including Israel Radio at 06 to 6:30 UT, so they're back in English on shortwave, but like most of the others, jammed by Cuba. Don't you believe the transmission schedule on the website of World Harvest Radio? It is extremely excessive, imaginary transmissions all over the place. However, DX Listening Digest contributor Peter Hansen monitored World Harvest Radio, and in the latest issue, number 9086, we have his schedule of when they are actually on the air each hour of the day and on what frequencies and on what days of the week. Looking for Radio Verdad Guatemala, which we hope will soon be able to resume broadcasting on 4052.5, I instead heard a U.S. station on 4050, December 21st at 0714 to 726. It was the third harmonic of KWMO in Washington, Missouri, a bit west of St. Louis. We don't usually hear this harmonic, and we assume that it only happens when they're operating with day power of 500 watts at night. Tom Roche in Atlanta is looking for recordings of WWL or other stations during the Katrina disaster. He's making a feature-length movie with Harry Shearer, quite an advocate for New Orleans. Specifically, Tom is asking for WWL AM recordings before, during, and after the impact, other coastal stations or emergency management transmissions. The more urgent and dramatic, the better. If you can help, his email address is troche2255@yahoo.com. There's lots of excitement in the Southern Cone over a new unofficial shortwave station in Uruguay called Radio Chana, discovered by Horacio Negro. Trouble is, it's only about 35 watts, and the frequency varies widely between 5700 and 5950 kilohertz. They are hearing it in Argentina and vicinity, but further afield it should be quite a challenge. There's been a great deal about this on the Condiche list and later in DX Listening Digest. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued December 22nd, ANKNSC strictly 5 and 2 through January 18th. Solar flux dipping to 72 December 26th to January 2nd and peaking at 85 January 13th and 14th. With seasonal greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1492.